Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albie Lopez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Franco reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a line drive towards left. Bell chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Franco moves to third. Thome moves to second. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dre Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Durham moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thome moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cameron moves to third. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cameron scores. Fabregas moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Trent Hubbard now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fabregas moves to third. Martin moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Fabregas scores. Martin moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Giles reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Dre Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. Alomar moves to second. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Graves now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fabregas for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dre Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Trent Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a line drive beyond third. Martin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Trent Hubbard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Casey Kendall pinch hits for Brian Giles. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grissom hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.